welcome to our show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Anything that help us identify her?
Lucky for you, like many young ladies her age, she had some surgical work done. Feel these. What do you think?
Implants. Kind of big for my taste, really.
The other end.
Oh, they're for the butt?
Yes.
Implants are serialized. Get an ID from those.
You know, I spent 12 hours on a court bench last week. I could have used a pair of these bad boys.
Okay, so I'll run the serials?
Yeah.
I am an aspect.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's... You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
No way.
It's getting you, Don. Armed with only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to make a complaint about one of your intros. It says, please call Don and Mike anytime. They're ready to believe you. That's not true anymore.
Right, we're changing that, my friend. We just played it. We're changing it.
It's true.
Okay, then. I just wanted to verify that.
Like anything that's great, including this show, it's ever-evolving.
And going back in time, I remember when we did have a phone solicitor that was about 40 seconds long. Yep. That did have a list of specific complaints we had with our listeners back then. We don't have those anymore, do we?
I'll look. I don't know.
Like that thing that said, don't call with the name game.
Or if you're a really dumb person.
I don't think we've ever been that upfront.
That's a good rule.
Because the really dumb people don't know that they're really dumb.
Yeah, and really dumb person can be entertaining quite often, so I'm not sure.
Right.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure, my friend.
You're going to get mad, but what if Queen Latifah...
Hold on a second.
Wait.
No, you said... Yeah, I have to stop you because you said we're probably going to get mad. Yeah, now, before you say what you're going to say, tell us why you think we're probably going to get mad.
I already know because it's a joke. It's what if Queen Latifah married...
Larry King.
Queen King.
Or King Queen. Or Queen Latifah King.
It would be Queen King. Queen King.
It's better than King. Sophia see marrying
you,
Larry
see
Queen.
What you made them do?
I'm sorry.
You had it right. You had it right. Queen King.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh. Hey, come on. You broke a prime directive. You know you can't call with stupid jokes.
Queen L. King.
It's Queen Latifah King.
Again.
Unless it's her first name and her last name's Latifah.
Are we just rerunning the show that we had yesterday with the guy calling about the Larry King, Sophia Loren?
I had one good thing and then I blew it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it really didn't have... Well, I guess you did have one good thing. You're right. We should change the intro of the show. You know what I think we can do?
I hate to tell him this, but I am kind of intrigued with the Queen King thing.
What is your first name?
Rob.
Rob?
Oh, no.
Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we can just change the intro to make it so that specifically you don't call anymore. Yeah. And we said, you know, don't call with the name game. Don't call to correct us on the news. Don't call...
And Rob, you know not to call.
Right. Don't call Rob.
I won't call anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Did you want to quiz him anymore?
No, I'm done. I just was intrigued by that.
And?
Oops, what was that?
Nothing. I was looking for something.
I have always been an enormous fan of... Oh, no, I'm not going to say it. No. Yeah. Bad judgment. Yeah. Guard a little down.
Good
not
stop.
Sharp. Get your act back in the game, Mike. I was just going to say something that would have screwed the show up for the next 45 minutes
to
an hour.
You
want to
start making a joke?
No. I will. You just go ahead, and I'm going to write down what I would have said,
Hello.
And you'll agree with me.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
Now, hello? Now continue speaking.
I was wondering if Mike could do the Morgan Freeman impression, actually.
Now, see, there's got to be a reason for it. There's got to be a reason for that. And right now, I'm not. I simply don't have the time.
He's not a trained monkey, sir.
Yeah.
And also, Mike's got the gribblies in his nose right now.
Right. If I had said anything reasonable...
Mike, really, I can't read it because...
Okay.
But you'll agree that this was a good idea not to say that.
If I had said anything like that...
Oh.
I like first...
Hey,
last.
No, don't say... Rob got it. No. Rob knew what I was talking about.
Say, hold on. I like
don't
first...
Read, don't read it
I like...
Oh, no.
Jesus. What the hell am I writing it down for? Come on, give it to me. Give me the paperback.
I like butt sex.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's perfectly acceptable.
It says, I like.
No, now I'm going to have to explain it.
First, last name combination.
That's not exactly the way I would have phrased it. I wrote it down. I was trying to write it down
that's
fast.
What you wrote. I like first, last name combination.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't write that.
You wrote this
did
down.
Not. Yes, you did. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Don't worry. I don't think it will.
You know what? If I had said something like, I was going to follow up the Queen King
thing. I don't think it will derail the show if you just explain to me what you're talking about.
Okay.
Here. Please.
Okay.
Please.
But now it's not on me anymore.
Right.
Well, Mike, we're going to move on to Honk for Cash later in the show, so
okay.
So feel no pressure if we get bombarded with calls.
All right, here's the deal. What I was going to say is that Queen King, I'm a big fan of that, and I am. I'm a big fan of the first last name game.
If
so and so married so and so, I love that. And I'm worried that if I had said that, like I just did, that we're going to get
right,
what if so and so married so and so.
Ella Fitzgerald married Darth Vader. Her name would be Elevator.
Elevator. I've always enjoyed that. It's childish. It fits right into my sense of humor.
What if Wayne Newton married Olivia Newton-John? Then her name would be Olivia Newton-John.
Newton.
John Newton. I love that, and I always childishly laugh at that, and maybe I shouldn't have said it, because I'm not aware that we've had a lot of great ones over the years with that, but I laugh every time I have them. Even if they're bad, I like them. That's why I kind of liked Queen King.
I don't think it's bad that you threw that out there.
Okay.
And I don't think, frankly, that, at least on this particular day, that this busload of listeners calling the show today,
right?
I don't think that they're able to participate.
Okay.
At the level that you just brought up.
So you don't think I'm in danger of having the show swamped with first-last name combinations?
I would think absolutely the opposite. You know when they'll call with it? On Monday's show. On Monday's show.
You're probably right. You're probably absolutely right. I think that, and I'm not soliciting for that. No. I'm really not. I just wanted to make it clear. Obviously, you're not as concerned as I was. I stopped myself in mid-sentence because I said, if I do that, that's all we're going to get.
I think that's the snot talking. I think you're fine.
Okay. The snot talking that I overreacted to it?
Yeah, I think you should just throw
that
out
there.
See,
I thought it was the snot talking that I even thought of saying it.
No.
Yeah. I thought it was the snot talking that, because I was depleted, I was going to say something that was really going to mess the show up.
You did like the guy's Queen King call, though.
Yeah, I did.
Cheese stands alone on that.
And that would be snot-free or loaded with snot.
Huh.
That would I like that dumb kind of joke. I've always enjoyed that. What if so-and-so married so-and-so?
Well, okay, now you might be laying it on a little thick.
Well, that's because you're the one that wanted me to explain it.
No, but now when you say I've always liked that, now you are really encouraging people to put on their thinking caps and come up with the ones, and I know that they will just end up pissing you off. And
D-I-I-D, D-I-I-D then. Okay, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know? Damned if I do, damned if I don't. That's it. That's fine. I can accept that.
I didn't even
want to go there, girlfriend.
You explained it, and then now I think that you've over-explained it. Well, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You sound like Alan
Fuss. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yes, this is Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
All right. Obviously, it wasn't affecting him.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Fellas, I am not calling about anything that happened 24 hours ago.
Good. Thank you.
Someone has to do it for you.
Is that all you're calling to say?
Yes, because we're killing you. Bad callers are killing Don and Mike.
No, but you're killing us, too.
That's a horrible call. What do we do with that?
This didn't help.
You're killing us, too.
And it's not original because somebody had kind of a variable of that call.
That's like going to someone who's just had their legs blown off on like a WW2 and going, God damn, you're not going to walk again.
Wow. Yeah. How do you make pudding out of that?
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, I'm just being obvious.
Right.
You're not going to walk. I mean, everybody else has told you that, but I just want to say you're not going to walk.
And instead of being obvious, or the great one would say, I'm just being honest.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Your legs are blown off.
Right.
Everyone's
Hello.
Thinking it.
Hello,
Good
Don
afternoon.
And Don and Mike.
Good afternoon.
Howdy.
Yes. I'm doing good. Hey, what about if Larry King was gay and he moved to Vermont and he met Prince? How would that work?
I don't know. How would that work?
I don't know. That's for you to figure out.
No, you got to give us the punchline.
What's the joke?
If they got married in Vermont, then it would be Prince King,
right.
Or would it be
I feel
Larry,
so
Larry Prince?
Now he's doing a royalty thing with you.
All right, I feel King. I feel somehow responsible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I was calling about yesterday. You're asking why C-Mart's ads were so cheap and floppy.
Is there some sort of sunspot issue with the cell phones today?
Only with the listeners.
We were asking what yesterday about C-Mart?
Why their ads are so cheap and floppy?
I don't think we ever asked that. I think you're just giving us a setup for another bad joke, I bet.
Well, basically the answer is they're acidic.
Basically the answer is you've got to go somewhere where your cell phone can be heard.
Did you say they're acidic?
I think he said Hasidic.
Hasidic? Hasids.
Hasids.
You know Hasids?
Hummies, Hummies.
You know what Hasidics are, right?
Yeah, sure, right, yeah. Right. So what does that have to do with C? I thought C meant, like, the bad word you call a woman.
No, C, I don't know. That's their ad. You're asking why they're all scrawled and cheap and sloppy?
No,
we never brought that up.
We never
mentioned anything about C-Mart's being anything except clean as a whistle. I mean, we never mentioned that.
That was just in
the only
head.
Thing Don told me is that
their ads are, like, cryptic. Like, you can barely read them. Okay. It looks like
I didn't say sloppy. I said they're very hard to figure out what exactly it was like. I said cryptic.
You know, they look like a doctor wrote them.
No.
What show were you listening to yesterday when we were discussing C-Mart? Were you listening to our show yesterday?
I think so. You're talking about some new opening C-Mart recently or something like that?
And are you going all this way to get your anti-Semitic comment in there? Is that what it is?
That they're owned by
the... It's just a point of fact. It's cheap and sloppy. They're selling over.
And I got you. But then how come they don't call it J-Mart? Why don't you just get right to it? Why don't they call it Jew-Mart?
And aren't you late for your Klan meeting, sir?
Isn't that really the point you were trying to get to? Why don't they call it Jew-Mart?
No question of that.
Then why would you hold on a second.
Because,
really?
See, you used something we didn't say to set up your little premise just to cram in there.
The ads were impossible to read.
No, we did not. No,
even if Mike said yesterday that
I said they were cryptic, which cryptic, I don't have a dictionary in front of me, but what it is they really don't come out and tell you what exactly it's all about.
Hard to understand.
They're holding back information from you a little bit. They're kind of difficult to decipher. I didn't say they were sloppy.
And you interpreted that as
And
saying,
I certainly didn't say they were cheap.
You said it's Hasidic.
Well, it is cheap. If you're going to take a pencil out and draw it yourself, you don't have to pay someone to do
it. I didn't think the commercials looked like that at all.
We didn't get that impression.
I thought what they were was they were difficult to, you know, it was a very, it's kind of a mysterious commercial.
What is
that? I mean, they never know what they're going to have there. They're buying overstock.
What does that have to do with Hasidic Jews?
Not the best brand names.
What? Hey, hold on, please. What does that have to do with Hasidic Jews?
Basically, they're doing overstock. It's like New York City.
Hold on a second. Wait. How do you come by your information, sir?
I'm related to him.
What?
Hello?
I'm related to him.
You're related to who?
You're related to who?
The C-Mart folks.
So are you Jewish?
Yes, sir.
So are you making...
He's not Jewish. You're so not Jewish.
Bar mitzvah of 13.
So you're slamming Hasidic Jews?
No, their ads are cheap. They don't pay someone to type them up. They draw them up with a pencil.
Speak Hebrew to us. Prove your Jewness to us.
Well, you find me a cute girl, and I'll show her all the action.
I find you to be a Gentile.
I think you're faking it.
I believe you're a Protestant.
And I believe you have a very deep agenda. You have a very serious agenda.
You might be a Baptist.
Is it because they're different?
It's because
I'm working on dinner with Jerry Falwell.
Oh, God. I hate you so much.
Yeah.
You're not a Jew.
Not a chance, right? I'm honest to God Jewish. Bar mitzvah for the 13.
And then why are you calling up to slam C-Mart because they're owned by Hasidic
Jews? I'm slamming them. I'm just saying the ad.
You're slamming them. You just did. Don't lie about something you said 2 minutes ago.
They're cheap ads. They're drawn with a pencil.
They're cheap ads. Hold on, please. They're cheap ads drawn with a pencil, and then you link that to their cheap ads drawn with a pencil because the company is owned by Hasidic Jews.
Hence the big stereotype we have heard. Well, Rob talks about it every day. That it's the cheap and the Jew thing put together. You're the one that brought that up.
And we were working on a stereotype that everybody loves, that the C-Mart means C-word.
Exactly.
The C-word. If you like old ladies, that's great for
you. Explain yourself.
It's very much like the New York discounters. They're running cheap ads.
Why is this bothering you?
Like 7th Street, you know, photos, stuff like that stuff. They cram as much as they can in.
Did you lose a job? Was there some transaction that went wrong? Why? You got an agenda, but you're not owning up to it.
Are you one of those guys that thinks the Holocaust didn't happen?
Oh, I don't believe it happened.
Then why are you tying this thing together? We're just trying to get you to explain yourself.
I'm explaining to you. They're like,
no, you haven't.
7th Street, like New York, like the discounters. They're running the same. They're running cheap ads. They're
like,
doing the,
hold on. Let me just see if I understand. Are you saying that they're doing the same thing as the Jew merchants in New York?
To an extent, yeah. They're
see, now I'm speaking his language. Thank you. Now I understand.
He got that. That right. got right yeah. through yeah. the way you put that.
The Jew merchants in New York. They're right. doing the same thing in Baltimore and D.C. as the Jew merchants in New York are. Excuse me, in Jew York. City.
Why the agenda, sir?
I'm just pointing out that they're mimicking.
Oh, there is always, you know, one thing. Let me explain. There is always an agenda.
I'll see you in Jew Jersey.
What's that?
And here's a shout out to our brand new affiliate, Albuquerque Jew Mexico. Come on, my friend. What's your problem, dude?
Come on. Live and let live.
Come on. Oh, yeah. I believe the live and let live.
No, you don't.
They're trying to mimic.
No, you're lying. You're lying to yourself.
I'm lying to myself, what, that they're not creating a unique business plan.
Oh, yeah, I sure hope that cop's after you.
All right, listen, thanks for the call. Have a good weekend.
And that his name is Stein, Officer Stein.
Take care, Mel. Mel Gibson calling in, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. You know, it's amazing. I didn't hear a trace of an Australian accent.
His name is Andy. Andy
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
That would be a good DJ name for you, Ron.
And Andy Semite.
Andy Semite with you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? You know why everyone's so mad at the Jews? Because they killed Jesus.
Oh, my God. Wow. Always nice to have a piggyback call.
Hello, Don.
Mel Gibson's father calling in.
Don and Mike show.
I have got a name for your list.
Oh, here you go. Okay, yeah. Super.
Yeah, the list that you're making there, but when I say it, you're going to
Wait, hold on a
you.
Second. What list are we making, though?
That's the list you're the making, list Michael. The Mike O'Mara list of funny names we're there making today.
Yeah. That didn't take long, did it?
No, the list of things not to say on the show.
Ah, the Jew England Patriots. I love that team.
When I say it, you're going to hang up on me because it contains one of the phrases that you do not allow.
Don't say it.
The what?
The what not to do list.
Oh, for God's sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
He was so proud of that.
Hello.
He's so stupid.
He was.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I was Pauly Shore's lover with during Encino Man, and Brendan Fraser is smaller than Pauly Shore.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Good info.
Now, see, that is an informative call.
Inside info. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Real inside.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Inside.
Yeah, that C-Mart caller, you know, he was good in the beginning, but then he just kind of went crazy.
All right, he built some good roads. All right, let's stop right there for a second, but let's come back. Let's come back in a moment, Mike.
Very good. Let's do.
Because if Lucille, God, there used to be something about Lucille Ball. I remember it used to be something about if she married, it would be,
Is it something to do with Harry?
Yeah.
Harry Carey married Lucille Ball.
Harry Ball, but that's really not how it works.
Because it's got to be the man's name.
Yeah, I know.
That's where the difficulty lies in that.
No, don't blame me, Mike. Blame the Jews. Blame the Jews.
Just like that guy that called about C-Mart. Yeah,
right.
Guy after him.
That's how they do it in New York, Mike.
Yes, we want to thank Andy Semite for calling in.
One more. Last call in this break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Come on, make it happen.
What if Linda Lavin married Tom Gavin?
All right, Lavin. No, don't eject. You're good.
Linda Lavin Gavin,
right?
I'm sorry. I had no business laughing at that.
No, yes, you do.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, sir.
That's good.
I appreciate that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.